I was born in a Muslim family, and so I knew God through Allah and Islamic religion. And so I started studying Quran, reading Quran and reading all Islamic books and trying to understand more about Allah and knowing what's going on in the world. Why am I here? What am I doing? But the more I read Quran, the more I noticed that this God, it doesn't match with my morality. When I read Quran, I noticed that it said husbands could hit their wives because they're not obedient. If they weren't obedient, you can hit them. And that wasn't a civilized God to me, no. And then I read that all Muslim have to go to jihad and kill whoever don't believe in our God. We have to kill him. And this didn't match up, didn't add up to my morality. So it was really hard for me to connect with this God. I wanted to hear his voice. I would tell him in my heart about my pain that I was going through, but I didn't hear his voice. In search of happiness, I was going to different directions. I was trying to go around the world, see more people, understand more about their cultures and their lifestyles. I couldn't find God. I couldn't find that peace that was missing. I had everything physically around me. I had money, I had fame, I had my children, but I didn't have that peace inside me. Something was missing. So I became master of my life, and I decided that I'm gonna take care of myself. I'm gonna have my own rules, my religion, my techniques, and everything's up to me. After a while, that master became sick. That master became so depressed because none of those was giving her happiness. I was so depressed that I couldn't stay up any longer. This was a vegetable in bed now. And at that time I was really hopeless. So I saw a friend that was introducing me to church, and I didn't believe that, but I said, well, I'm gonna try this one too. So I went to church, and over there everybody was so nice and so friendly. I was trying to figure out what's going on, what's they gonna do to me, what they're up to, you know, what is all these loving things. I couldn't believe it at first. But the more I went there, the more genuinity I see in them. And they were talking about God of love. And I wanted to know that God of love. I wanted to know what is so special about this God that they're so joyful about it, and their eyes are so sparkling when they talk about that God. I want to know to that God. So I keep going, but one night, one day, I kneeled down. I was so desperate because I was tired of being in bed. I was tired of being sick. At that time, all I was thinking about was getting well physically. So I cried out to him and I said, God, I don't know who you are. I don't know if you're Allah, if you're Buddha, or if you're Zardosh, or Baha, or whoever you are, or Jesus, God of love. I need to get back to myself again. I need to get up out of this bed and get healthy again. I remember after a few weeks, I felt much better. Now I've been studying Bible. Now I'm reading the Christianity books. Now I'm talking to the pastors, asking the questions, and getting all kinds of answers that, you know, make some sense. But I was still mad at God. I still wasn't ready to forgive him. And I still had up and down and depression. I was doing my devotional every night. I remember vividly that every night I was praying to God that, God, I'm so tired. I don't want to live anymore, and you know how sincere I am in this matter. And I don't want to kill myself. I don't want to do suicide and my children, I love them. I don't want them to come home and see me down on the floor seeing that I killed myself. I don't want to do that. So please, God, if you are the Jesus who loves me and who knows my heart and I have relation with you, would you please, you do the job for me? I was asking him that. And I knew deep inside that he is listening to me. I had another session with my pastor and I talked to him and I told him, if Jesus is God, is Son of God, the way he's talking that he's love, I asked him one more thing. If he gives me that, then I believe that he is the true God and he is true love. And he asked me, what did you ask God? I said, well, never mind that. They said, no, tell us, what did you ask? So I didn't think that they would understand me. I said with shame, well, I asked them not that I don't want to kill myself and I don't want to suicide because I don't want my children to see that. Please, God, you can kill me yourself. And to my surprise, he said, thank God, of course, you must die. I said, what? What are you saying? So far you were so nice to me. What's happening to you? And he said, yes, you have to die in order for Jesus to live in you. I said, what are you talking about? I didn't understand. He said, open your Bible. I opened my Bible and I read, I have been crucified with Christ. I myself no longer live, but Christ lives in me. So I live my life in this earthly body by trusting in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So he told me, you have to die first in order for Holy Spirit to live in you. And I thought, being dead, how would that be? He said, yeah, just imagine you're dead. So I throw myself on the couch and acted like I'm dead. 5 minutes later, I said, well, this is not right. I'm not gonna do this because you're my guest and I should be hospitable towards you. I should, and he said, no, dead people die. They don't worry about being hospitable or not. And I started to understand what's going on. So I laid down again. And I don't know how long I laid back there, but I got up when I felt like I want to get up. From then on, I understood that every time that I want to do something and every time that I'm worried about something and I have an anxiety, that means that old me is trying to get up and live my life. And this is not my life. I was dead. And I should be up with Christ, not with old me. I didn't know how he's gonna kill me, but he done it so gracefully. He killed me and he raised me again, but with his Holy Spirit this time. And this time, the interesting part was that I'm born again spiritually with my own choice. It wasn't my parents' choice anymore. It was my decision to be born again. God is great. When I experienced that dying and raising up again, I felt that joy. I felt that peace that I was looking for. I found that piece that was missing in my puzzle. I felt complete. I felt like I got it now. And the interesting part was that I didn't get it. He gave it to me. He was the one who taught me all the lesson. He was the one who walked me through the life. And from then on, I'm not the one who's walking. He's the one who's walking with me and holding me and doing all the great job, much more greater than I used to do. Now, he's doing the job. I want everyone to taste this joy that I'm tasting. I want everyone to to experience what I experienced with this love. We all need that love. We all need it, no matter what part of this ladder we are. We all need that love. And without him, maybe right now people are in a situation that they think, well, I'm fine, I don't need him. But can you be sure that you're always going to be fine? I wasn't. God healed my spirit. And not only that, he gave me a bonus by having the life forever. So one day when I go from here, I know where I'm gonna end up. Now I know not only I have the joy in this life, not only I have peace at this time, but I'm gonna live forever with him in heaven.